time of the show where I get into my film chat, and I'm going to keep it in chronological order
right.
of when I saw these films.
Okay.
Now, the first one I'm going to start with is A Monster Calls.
I'm very interested in hearing your review on this because it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a new one from Juan Antonio Bayona.
A great name.
Great name. And we've got a cast of, you know, pretty high-profile people. Sigourney Weaver plays the grandmother. Felicity Jones, who has blown up in the last sort of 3 or 4 years, and she was in the most recent Star Wars spin-off, the lead actress in that. And then you also have Liam Neeson
right,
as the monster.
Well, the tree monster.
Well, yes, but he's just called the monster.
Oh, he's just called the monster.
He is a tree monster.
Now this is an English film.
Yes.
And it's done extremely well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's done pretty well. But
awards.
Yeah, but it actually came out last year in the US, so we've been waiting a long time for this one, Dave, but it's worth the wait.
More art housey. It seems very art housey from the ads and stuff.
It is, but it's a $43 million art housey kind of film, so it's no slouch on you know how much has been spent on it production wise, but it has made back its budget.
Yep. Now, what's the story?
Now, well, the story. See, I don't want to go into this too much, David.
I know.
Yeah, but you don't want to give too much away.
Well,
though.
Yeah, but the reason he has this relationship with the tree,
yes.
the monster, because his mum's got cancer,
yes.
and it's him dealing with the fact that she's not well, mm-hmm. and obviously his imagination takes him on this journey.
Yeah, and I do like the way that that is handled in
right.
the film, and I was crying a few times during the film. It did get to me. Do you know what? It started a bit slow for me. I was like, oh, I wasn't quite on board. It looked beautiful, but I wasn't quite connecting with the characters, and then something happened, something switched,
okay.
And I just thought the performance has really sort of elevated
right.
the material, and the young boy, I think his name's Lewis McDougall. He is absolutely wonderful in it.
How old? About 12, 13?
Well, around that age.
Oh, 13. 13-year-olds are featuring heavily today.
Yes, yes. But I think it really did hinge on him. All the actors around him are wonderful as well, but if he wasn't believable, it just wouldn't have worked
exactly.
at all. So,
and I'm sure they had to do a lot of searching to get the perfect little boy for it.
Definitely, because it's a wild emotional journey for the lead character.
Yep.
As you said, it's sort of, that's not giving away too much. You know, he's in this sort of predicament of his mother being sick and just not knowing how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful film in the fact that it sort of deals with these issues that you normally wouldn't see in kind of either a monster film or a sort of fantasy film. It really gets down to some real you know, human truths.
Right.
And I think it really hit its stride in the end. So I didn't love the exact ending right at the end. I thought it still faltered a tiny bit, but it did get some momentum towards the film, and about the three-quarter mark I was right there in for the, you know,
right.
for the conclusion.
And visually quite good, you know, like the tree, the monster.
You
know, like was because the preview that I've seen looks pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and quite believable, but at the same time it uses a lot of animation as well.
Of course.
So as he's basically, as the monster tells these three stories throughout the film, they're sort of these stories to teach the young boy a lesson. It's this wonderful animation. So it's kind of this mixture between special effects and animation,
right.
and it's blended quite nicely. It was a bit jarring at first, but then I kind of, that maybe that's what clicked with me. Once that clicked in, I was really there for it, because I wasn't, yeah, I wasn't sold on the animation at the beginning, and then it all made sense as
right.
it went along.
Okay.
Because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the animation that we're used to seeing in films recently. So I think I just had to retrain myself to deal with a different type of animation. So 3.5 stars for A Monster
okay.
Calls.
Right.
Not quite a classic, but a great watch.
Now, this is where I turn off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, this one, War for the Planet of the Apes.
Ho-hum.
The third one in the latest trilogy.
Yep.
You know, we're going back many years for the originals. But this one, directed by Matt Reeves, it's his second in the series. So he had the hard task of wrapping up this trilogy.
Yep. And I hear that it is not as good as the first two?
Well, this is a funny thing. I actually heard rave reviews of this one coming out because we've waited a little bit for this one, this film as well in Australia. And now Matt Reeves, he's director of things like Cloverfield, Let Me In, and, as I said, the previous Apes film called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
And it wasn't all that long ago, was it?
Maybe 3 years, I think.
Oh, okay.
And,
wasn't long enough for me.
No.
Obviously not for you, David.
And then I realised when I got into the film that I had only... Like, I think I'd seen the second one at home and I hadn't really connected with it. So I kind of went into this one a little bit out of my depth, a little bit with in terms of connecting with the main characters, and it is the same main character as the first one as well.
Right.
It is his journey, Caesar.
Caesar.
Yes.
Come on. You've lost me. Like the what was it that used the Knights of the Round Table?
Transformers.
Transformers.
Well, yeah. When he's named Caesar, you know it's not going to end too well for him. Sometimes.
But the apes look amazing.
Well, this is what I was going to say. That really is the standout. It's shot beautifully as well, but this technology is, groundbreaking. Andy Serkis, his performance, it's funny because I saw him, most people would know him as Gollum from the Lord of the Rings films, also doing motion capture.
Yeah, exactly.
But I saw him, but it's his wonderful movements. But this is the thing. I saw him appear on, I think it was Stephen Colbert's chat show in the US, and there was this side-by-side, or they showed it, how much of his performance is actually in it. Even though you see him as an ape, it pretty much is all him, just with fur.
Right.
It's incredible, because I assumed it was sort of, almost animated on top of it, exaggerated, but no, it's all of his movements, it's his kind of physicality. It just happens to have that, bit of an ape sheen over the top.
Yeah.
But that really allowed me to stay in the film, because I think, motion capture in the past has been a bit wonky. Robert Zemeckis, when he started doing it with a couple of films that he tried, wasn't quite there, but now I think it's really hitting its stride, which is great for filmmaking. Hopefully it doesn't go too far where, you don't actually get to see real actors anymore on the screen, but we'll see what happens. Watch this space.
Okay.
But it's a 3-star film.
3-star, okay.
I didn't love it, but as I said, it was beautifully shot. Some winterscapes as well. So if you love the series, I think you should go see it. If you love action films, it is high on action as well. Mm. If you love war films, it's a bit of a war film as well. So there's a lot to recommend in it. I just didn't quite connect with it.
Yep.
So 3 stars. Now, the last one, David.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you've seen this one. It's called The Tales of Hoffman. From 1951, so it's just got a release here. No,
okay.
We are a bit slow behind the scenes.
With film, we're usually pretty good. So.
Sometimes. Yep. But this is opera on the silver screen. But this is, they've done a complete redo of it.
Right.
And it's all Technicolor.
Why? Why this one?
Well, because
who's in it? Who's
No. They've it's a restoration,
right?
So they went back to the original source, and it's in Technicolor. It's stunning.
So it's animation.
No.
Oh, it's a real opera.
It's a real opera.
Okay.
It's from 1951.
Right. But is it one of the famous opera singers of the day?
No, it's a famous opera, The Tales of Hoffman. So it's 1951 version of it.
Yeah, but who's singing it?
Well, multiple people. Moira Shearer, Robert Altman features in it as well.
Right.
But this is the interesting thing. At the end of the film, it shows who actually sang and who was the actor. So a lot of it was dubbed in.
Ah.
So it's these famous, very, very famous opera singers, but then the actors kind of doing it, which, obviously happened in musicals back in those days anyway.
Right, because Robert Altman isn't a singer, he was a dancer.
He was the dancer and actor in it.
Yep.
So it was interesting to see that at the end of the film, there was an introduction by Martin Scorsese, and it actually created his love of film, but he watched it in black and white and in a shortened version as a kid. But it was enough to kind of set off his creativity. And I absolutely love this.
Fantastic.
It was absolutely wonderful. So this was at ACMI in Fed Square, and they do show a lot of these sort of classic films and give them a bit of a run. So it's only showing, it was showing this weekend plus tomorrow and Tuesday. So you will have to get in quick to go see it. But oh my gosh, I was blown away. I was literally sort of gasping at the beginning of the film. It is just so beautifully shot. And it's sort of hard to explain, but Scorsese did a fairly good job of it at the start. It's basically, it is, you know, it's a film version of opera, which, but it's got the, you know, which is kind of hard to do in a way without making it seem really stagey. But I think it gets the balance exactly right. Yes, it's sort of, it's stagey to a certain extent, but then it uses the cinematic techniques to really just take it to a completely new level. So
okay,
it's a five star for me.
Sounds fascinating.
But this is a funny thing. I hadn't really known much about it at all. So it was kind of good to go in a little bit blind on it.
The more you spoke about it, I do remember something about it because I am that old.
And it's Jacques Offenbach's opera, The Tales of Hoffman. So go see it if you can.
Okay, it's something that I would.
Yeah, it's playing, I think it's playing just matinees.
Right.
So it'll be people for that have a bit of time through the day. So keep an eye out on that one. Check it out at ACMI. That's it for film. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.